Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. There goes Button. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tasby tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Budden takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Budden moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finnegan strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malzone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gurnett, who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brewer, and towards Budden, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tasbye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Casale now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Casale covering, for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing third base. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Woodling moves to second. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Triandos is walked intentionally. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to home to get Carrasquel. Woodling moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Button reaches second base with a double. Al Pilarczyk now playing left field. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. Button scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tasby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tasby. Runnels moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Willy Miranda. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing third base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Jensen now playing right field. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Leo Keeley now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Keeley, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.